Save the Rock. Listen to recycled vinyl on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2. Recycled vinyl. Giving back radio's greatest years.
VR2 and Mike Yunus, and who's with me?
Chris Krause.
And
here we are.
We're live in Findlay.
Findlay, Ohio.
Of all great places.
Yeah, everybody's so nice here.
Well, you know, it's that, I don't know, they've all been raised right.
Do you think it's that homecoming thing that's going on right now?
Well,
or is it,
it is
just always like this?
We are at our broadcasting live from our flagship station, WLFC, and it is homecoming
it
here
is
at the
homecoming.
University of Findlay.
Yeah, it just kind of blows me away. Everybody's in such great, happy moments and smiling. We went to the mall today.
Yes, we did. The Findlay Village Mall.
Is that what it's called? That was real exciting, too. We met a lot of people. We signed a lot of autographs, and we certainly let everybody know that we were happy to be here, and thank you for having us and hosting us here. This is great. Wonderful.
And get to the website, because we will be posting those pictures tonight.
Yes, we will.
And you can see some of your fellow
We met
residents.
A lot of new people.
Exactly.
That was a whole lot of fun.
We got a lot of great songs.
Yes,
right?
We do. And this is a great song. You want to talk about this song?
Give me a couple seconds on it.
All right. This song was awesome. This song was a song that I chose on purpose, but this song was the one that influenced my love for rock and roll. Joe Walsh, our Cleveland's own, is just a masterpiece. He is, without question, one of the James Gang members that started it all happening, and I would refer to him, quite frankly, as an absolute genius. This song is perfect. It has the greatest sync of drums, of guitars, of music. It's just incredible. What do you think about this song?
Well, I love it because I grew up with the James Gang.
Yeah, in Cleveland.
And, you know, because Joe Walsh was a Cleveland boy.
I saw him at the Agora.
He actually went to John Marshall High School.
He did not.
He did.
Wow.
And formed his first bands in Cleveland. And, you know, so it was all, you know, history from that. Rock
He's
and roll
the
history.
Master of the Stratocaster. No question about that.
So that's a great one. We will be playing requests. This is an all-request show. We've been collecting our requested songs on the website.
Yeah, all straight through.
And we will be doing that today. So be listening for your name. If you've requested a song over the last, few months, we've been saving them. And this is going to be your time. So get ready. We're going to move into the next set of music. Are you ready, Chris?
I am.
Okay, let's go.
I absolutely am. And to prove my point, I'm wearing my sunglasses.
All right.
Very good. To the
see what that means.
All Request Show. Log in right now to www.vr2show.com. Share your favorite song with the universe. Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
Thank you. If you'll just give me a chance, I'm trying to make something out of a nothing moment, and I don't even know you. Take me in your arms, throw me with all your charm, and I'm falling down. Take me
VR too.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true. Lies, lies, that's all I ever get from you. Tears, tears, I shed a million tears for you. Tears. Now you're loving someone new. Someday I'm gonna be happy, but I don't know when or just how. Lies, lies, breaking my heart. You think that you're such a smart girl, and I'll believe what you say. But who do you think you are, girl, to lead me on this way? Can't believe a word you say. Lies, lies are gonna make you sad someday. Someday you're gonna be lonely, but you won't hand me the world. Lies, lies are breaking my heart. Yeah, baby. I can't believe.
Wasn't it fantastic?
Are you there, Chris?
I am here. Can you hear us?
You know, I pushed, you know, I knew which button this to push, but, you know, being
hey,
live
honey,
is
I
so
always
different.
Know what buttons to push. Anyway, this is a wonderful song from 1965, Lies by the Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers.
What
bet.
Do you know about these guys? These guys not are kind of a lot of a sound of the Beatles. Isn't that
well,
what you told me when you were talking about this song?
There was this whole rash of bands. And, you know, I wonder who started it all. Was it the Beatles or were these? It was these guys. I mean, there were a bunch of garage bands, which this was considered power pop back
yes,
at the
was.
Time.
American pop rock.
Exactly. And what this, to me, they are the Beatles. When I was a kid, that was the Beatles on the air. But no, they're a band that probably could be a copy.
I would say so. But this was also a time of go-go dancers and doing the pony and the jerk. You know, a time of war, civil rights, the whole thing. And you know what?
What?
This would make a really great, a great anthem for any politician. Yeah.
Well, it would.
In an election year, we should pass this little tidbit of information
exactly.
on to some of the folks that we know.
Well, and you know, well, I'm not going to talk about Sarah Palin, but
yeah,
I
but
was glad
this...
she kind of pulled out.
This was actually requested by Big John in Denver, Colorado.
Big John.
I know, Big
Denver.
John in Denver. Can you believe that?
So, you know, the internet does connect the world, does it not?
It does. Okay. It is. We are global. The universe is listening.
And they're listening right here from Findlay, where we are live right now. And very excited to be here.
Homecoming.
Homecoming.
I'm wearing my tiara. Did you notice?
Yes.
I know.
Good. Is this your opportunity at being the homecoming queen?
No,
is that
no,
your
I was never the homecoming queen. I was a winter sports queen once.
Okay.
Were you a homecoming queen?
No, I was not. But I was actually an escort of... Right here at this college, one
really?
Of the
escort.
Homecoming queen was.
This is getting juicy.
I would say her name was Denise Brown.
Okay.
And she was our secretary at WLFC.
Uh huh. Okay.
So yeah, that was my moment of fame in front of a crowd. But
well, that's lovely.
And before that,
yeah.
You know, this song, "Natural High," which back at the time when this came out, there was nothing natural about being high, but it was either about making out or it was about. You know, inducing it.
This song was from 1973 with a group of called Bloodstone.
Yeah.
But it did reach, Mike. It did reach the top 10
yes.
in the on the charts and also on the R&B charts. Also, it reached like I think it was number 4 or something like that. Anyway, I think this is a very soulful song, very funky song.
Yep.
I like it a lot.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a good song to do to dance homecoming to. Also,
yes.
very smooth.
It's Lady's Choice for a slow dance.
Uh-huh.
Fill up your dance card.
This is kind of sort of like the Chi Lights, too. Stylistics?
Chi Lights.
Chi Lights. I know.
Lights.
I say, like, we won't go through that
yeah,
one again.
We started out with being cool and wearing our shades with a song for me that I think the lyrics are unintelligible for the most part.
Why?
Well, I mean, you can get the chorus, but the rest of it is like... I don't know. It's he will play too much. You know, it's a Canadian guy
I'm
who
gonna tell you
never
what,
learned
this
how to
guy,
speak English.
He could put sunglasses on. I'm hot for this guy in Ray-Bans. Are you kidding? He's just smoking.
Okay.
And this also was requested.
What's
by
his name?
Our Corey Hart. This was requested by Seema, our favorite girl in California.
Thank you, Seema.
Yeah,
for
that's
listening.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the Eurythmics, though. You know, the driving beat that
yes.
this has. It's very similar. Although the Eurythmics song came out in 82. This song was from Corey Hart did in 1983. But anyway,
very
this
nice.
Was during the time when MTV was hot.
Yes.
Remember all that?
Well, I would have to move us along here, but thank
Please
you
do.
For all the insights as usual. We have another request, and this was an internet request that we had right to our website, which is www.vr2show.com.
Right.
Which has some great fun stuff on it.
This one came in from a gentleman by the name of Bob Cabot, and he requested this for his girlfriend of 8 years.
Ah, it's a little Zeppelin for us.
It is.
On the VR2 show, Dire Maker.
We'll be right back. VR2, recycling rock radio's legendary years, 65 through 85.
Recycling the world's best music. One dusty track at a time.
With another guy, his arm around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. She's chosen him and simply let them be. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Oh, 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 yeah. She's with him, he's turning down the lights, and now he's holding her the way I used to do. I could see her closing her eyes and telling him lies, exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
Celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
VR2, and that is Bryan Adams.
1984.
Great, great song. Another Canadian guy.
Yeah, an amazing rock voice. Boy, you know, every time I heard this, I would hit the replay button. I remember playing it over and over, and I remember the video. He was hot, hot, hot in this white tee. I remember that. But anyway, this was also requested by Nicoline and her family in Norway.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it?
See, it goes so beyond the signal.
But it does.
We're happy to be on the air in Findlay, Ohio.
Here we are. It's homecoming. And thank you so much, Nicoline, and your family. How kind of you.
Yes.
What a great guitar. Awesome vocals. Great song.
Excellent.
Great. It's as good as pop gets, really.
As good as it gets.
Is he still performing?
You know, Bryan
Adams?
Good question.
I think he is.
I hope he is.
He's still rocking hard.
I hope he is.
Great record.
Excellent song. Before that, we had a band that, for me, sounds like the Stones. So we had a Beatles sound alike, and this is a Stones kind of thing.
You know what I know about this group? Here
who
Comes
are
the
they?
Night. Them.
Them.
This is
That's who
early
they are.
Van Morrison. Early Van, when he was just a kid. Very Buddy Holly influence. You can hear that if you listen closely.
So yeah, this was Van Morrison of Domino and Wild Night. And,
yeah.
Wow.
It's a very, very early Van song. And it does. You're absolutely right. It sounds like the Stones. This is, one of the best songwriters and performers of our time, I think. But anyway, this came to us from Doe in Cleveland, Ohio. She requested this song.
Thank you, Doe.
Yeah. Great. Them.
Them
is the name of this group.
They sent that one. Very good. Excellent. We kicked off our set with a Zeppelin song, and I never tire of this one.
1973 for this song, Dear Maker.
Or Dire Maker.
This is a fun thing to know about. This came to us also from Bob, who requested it. Bob Cabot, he requested it for his girlfriend. What I like about this song, it's kind of a play on musical genres, the game of words on this.
Yes.
The phonetic spelling isn't correct. The proper pronunciation, it's kind of English people say, do you make her? And that's what it means. So whatever with all that. But what I think is unique is that this is one of the most influential rock bands, and it's known for their reggae tune.
It is, but
Led
you know,
Zeppelin. I mean, really.
But here, they were criticized for this song because their core audience and fans were like, what is this?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But
very different. It was a departure.
Top 10?
It probably hit the top 20.
What, top 20? Okay, wow.
But it was in a great rotation on what I would consider album-oriented stations at the time.
Great stuff. Great
so,
record.
You know, and I'm hanging on to Led Zeppelin a little bit because I know what's next, and it's a song for me that is a little painful, but you know what? You picked this one.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to let this one kind of...
This takes me back.
Oh,
it really does.
It should take you back to something.
Yeah, but I have a little story. I'll make it fast when we come back on
this
one.
Yeah, please save it.
This is a beautiful song by Odyssey.
On VR2.
Love is just a passing word.
2. Rock Redemption.
Lady, turn me on when I'm lonely.
What a marvelous song. We are broadcasting live from our flagship station for the VR2 show. This is WLFC Findlay.
Findlay, Ohio. Here we are. And that was Lady by Styx, 1973.
Oh, you got to rock up that announcement a little
more. It just blows me away. But I always thought that this song was overplayed. Do you think that?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Because top 40 stations did play it, AOR stations, hard rock stations. It was their kind of entry into the world, and I think they had this might have been their first hit.
It may have been. It's not at the top of my head, but I do know that the 70s really did showcase a tremendous amount of musical diversity.
Yes.
And this is just another opportunity here. Dennis DeYoung wrote this about his wife.
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
And actually, Babe, he had written about his wife, and she was shy and didn't want him to release it because it was too personal. Did you know that?
Yeah, you know what? There was some... Mm-hmm. Actually, she tried to get money from him later for that, too. you got to take it where you can get it. But this was very, very good. Great melodic music. The singing is audible. The expectations of this band, just very, very good.
Fantastico.
And before, great record.
Before that, we just really had to do that. We had to get a rock redemption because you had to be redeemed after that Native New Yorker by Odyssey song.
Well, you know, I just really had to. There's no question. But this is a great song.
It was a hit.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that I ever purchased, but it was one of those songs that people went out and danced to.
Yeah, well, Foreigner is a wonderful group.
Oh, did we even mention Foreigner?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We talked a little bit about that.
We
talked about, obviously,
well,
Native
that was
New
your
Yorker.
Rock Redemption song.
I know.
Thanks for bringing me back. But
you're
that was
fine.
The second hit off of their debut album, self-titled album Foreigner.
You know, this is such a classic rock tune, one of the greatest bands that ever lived, I think. And their distinct sound. You can always hear the guitarist Mick Jones, the vocalist Lou Gramm, just beautifully, beautifully done. I think I like every single one of the songs they've ever written.
And they are performing in Northeast Ohio,
somewhere
in Cleveland, I think, next week or the week after.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, check the calendar.
This was requested, by the way, from Carol in San Diego.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew?
San Diego.
Carol.
People rock in San Diego.
I know they do. Especially Carol. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol. And, okay, you know, that. I know. Give me 2 seconds on this because we're going to run over if you go too deep on this.
Right,
I don't even want to hear about Odyssey, but that's okay.
Okay. You don't want to hear about Odyssey, but I have a quick story to tell here.
Okay.
This song happened during a time when I was dancing in New York and I was going back and forth from Cleveland. And I had made the decision to be a New York person. I was studying dance and choreography. It was a great moment for me. The decision was there. Life slapped me in the head and I had to turn around and do the right thing and stay in Cleveland and take care of my responsibilities. And so I did. But what I realized when I was listening to this song was that, my gosh, had I gone to New York, I mean, for years, I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself. I didn't get to go to New York. But now I realize, had I ended up doing that, I would have never gone into rock and roll.
Yeah.
I would have never gone into radio. And you know what, Mike? I would have never met you. And we wouldn't be doing this radio show now.
That's amazing. And you know, you found your senses.
Yeah.
You came back to Cleveland. And, you know, you took
well, that's
your
my little moment.
Now, I've got a funny little name. Her name was Tapioca McPudding when she was a dancer.
It
so
was.
That's
true.
All we'll say about that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Let's move on. VR2, stay tuned for some great ones coming up next.
You're listening to the VR2 All Request Show. Log in right now to www.vr2show.com to share your favorite song with the universe.
All right, Chris, here we go. We're going to put our dancing shoes on.
Oh, I'm already dancing.
MJ's going to do this one. This is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough on VR2.
Get close. listening.
Hi, Mike and Chris. It's a surprise call. It's Gary Drake, Skyping from Sicily on a rainy day in Castellammare del Golfo. And I'd like to request a song, if I may, if you could play for me Bob Dylan's I Want You. And I'd like to dedicate this to Luisa, my new Italian teacher, language teacher. But she teaches me so much more than language. She teaches me literature and culture and really life lessons. So I'd like to send I Want You out to Luisa in Trapani.
The guilty undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Hey, I want you. Now my fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, 'cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it, she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad.
WLFC Golden.
Feel the need.
VR2, ow, is all I gotta say.
I just love that song. It doesn't get any better.
Detroit Emeralds, right up I-75 a piece.
Feel the Need in Me, 1973 for that beauty. American R&B group, it was like such a great, great, great song. My goodness.
Get down with your bad song.
Dance and soulful tune, love it. Just all the way through. I'm still, I have to relax. I've been dancing and, moving around and enjoying myself. I like the strings in this song. It's a soul classic.
It's a mover.
Yeah, and this was requested by Steve in Berea. So thank you, Steve. Berea, what a great
Ohio.
Tune. You got it, Berea.
Hey, and before that, all the way across the pond and then some to Italy, Gary Drake is the gentleman's name. Requested this song for his Italian teacher.
I know he did.
I want you. I don't know what we're connecting here. I don't know. Oh, are you going to play harmonica?
Well, I can, but there's not really a lot of time today. But you know what? You should ask me to do that sometime.
I'll try to remember.
Because there's the harmonica all the way through the song is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
It's nicely done.
Great song.
Yeah, you know, I really think that that's probably one of life's greatest songs that certainly were ever written.
Dylan is one of those acts that he's like a cockroach, keeps coming back. I've said that about a few. You know, he
wrote this in 1966.
Well, right in the 1965 to 1985 pocket.
Yeah, Gary's favorite guy.
That's right.
You know what I think? I think why Gary likes Bob Dylan so much is Gary's a wordsmith, and so is Bob Dylan.
Okay, you know Gary.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Excellente, as they say in Italian. Before that, we kicked it off with MJ Michael Jackson, who's in the news probably more now, posthumously, than he was before, but not for the right reasons. But this song,
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Great dancer. This is a song that his mom was in particular found particularly fond of.
Really?
The title. I guess he was singing this around the house, and it made her just a little uncomfortable.
Huh. Well, it was one of his first efforts, right?
Yes, as a solo effort.
Okay.
Yes.
This was requested by Dane Kristen, Denny Rose, and Cole in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, 1979 for this song. And he wrote this, and Quincy Jones produced it.
Well.
This song, I think, also was first R&B Grammy, first since his Ben song. He had hit number one, and it was a number one through all of the, this was the first time he used his screams and his squeals in his tunes. So anyway.
Perfect. And he was moonwalking all the way home. And it is time now. We've got lots more music, but it's time now for station identification. So give us some attention on that. Thanks. I think.
You're connected to a Heritage Rock Saturday on the station, bringing a sonic difference to Northwest Ohio's radio mix.
88 WLFC Findlay.
WLFC North Baltimore, Findlay, Bluffton. Our 7 o'clock broadcast hour begins right now.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chris Underation. And we want to thank him for letting us be on the air and play radio.
Yeah.
We play records all the time, but playing radio is really fun.
It is. It's fun. We're playing radio in Findlay, Ohio.
And, you know, we're going to be getting into a song that I have taken such perfect care of, a record of mine, a little piece of vinyl.
Yeah, I saw you carrying your case today.
It's one that I handle with kid gloves, and it's one that doesn't have a scratch on it.
Oh, really cool. What is it? What's the name of the song?
The name of the song, well, you know what? I'm going to put it on the turntable.
Oh, you know what? You want me to drop the needle?
And I'm going
to
have you drop the needle, but be very careful.
I will. Okay. You should see how he's holding this. He's like, give me that.
Hey,
I saw.
Dude.
I did that. Dude. I'm really, really sorry.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Sorry, Mike.
You took and you busted the beginning of my song here.
Will we still be friends?
We will be friends only if the song calms me down, because it's easy by the Commodores.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and a bottle. Yeah. Ooh.
like Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? I'm paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be.
Mike Yunis and Chris Krause, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Yeah. WLFC.
Over there. Yeah, what was up with that?
I can't hear you. But what was up with that is I got tangled in my tiara.
Well, it looked like you were tangled in your headphones.
It's this tiara. When I wear it around, it just kind of gets stuck in things.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, you think? Anyway, what a great song, huh?
Yes, and that's Martha Reeves.
Yeah, that was just such a great tune. Dancing in the Streets. Boy, you know what? This was requested by Marty from Westlake.
Marty?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's a dancing kind of a gal.
Westlake, Ohio? Oh, listen, the phone's ringing.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to get that just in a moment.
You know, I love this era. This is such a great era. The era of girl groups. I remember seeing these guys on, I think it was Ed Sullivan. I think. And they had chiffon dresses on. They were gorgeous.
Somebody has
gorgeous.
Some real hot news for us here, I think.
Should we take it?
Yeah. I don't know if the crowd won't be able to hear. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is really definitely one of my favorite girl groups.
Hello? Oh, they hung up. Imagine
hate that. Okay. Well, what I really liked about the performance on Ed Sullivan, because all of his girls, anytime they performed, Motown made sure that their girls looked and they were groomed. They had best taste, beautiful outfits on. They looked elegant and their performance was always top notch. Motown really did get behind the girl groups back in those days. But anyway.
Yes.
Great song. Absolutely fantastic.
And before that,
yeah,
we heard from, Brian Ferry of Roxy Music. And you might remember them for the song Love is the Drug. But this, it's just a classy rock song with a little jazzy.
It's kind of sexy.
Very sexy.
From 1982. And this was requested by Bill in Columbus.
In Columbus.
Can you believe that?
I bet that was him calling on the other line.
You think so?
Yes. And, you know, we are technically sound in this studio, but there's no way to put anyone on the phone.
Well,
on the air.
Well, we got to do that. Next time we do a request show. Some markets we go to, we can do that.
Well, I think Bill, if anybody, because he's the one who built probably every station at the WLFC saw, at least, you know, back in the day.
Hey, do you remember The movie Lost in Translation? Do you remember that movie?
I don't.
Well, Bill Murray sang this song, karaoke'd this song, in that movie. I'll never forget it as long as I live. In Sofia Coppola's movie, Lost in Translation. It was very funny when he did it.
Yeah.
This is a very... He's got a seductive voice, don't you think?
He does. And again, he's an older guy now, still performing. He just performed in Cleveland, and...
Oh, I missed that.
I heard that it was fantastic.
Okay,
missed
cool.
I missed it just because I didn't look at the calendar. I had tickets. But well, you know how that goes.
Yes, I do.
Before that, we started with one of my faves.
Can I honestly
ask you... Do
you
have something
you?
Else to say?
I do. Can I have your forgiveness for this particular scratch on this session?
Yes, I think that you will... You know, we go to a lot of record shows, and maybe our friend Derek Shaw.
I owe you one.
Maybe Derek Shaw can locate a pristine copy of
Easy
by Lionel Richie and the Boys, the Commodores.
Know, I gotta tell you, I hope so, because I'll work on that, Mike.
Well, it is for me. Why this song is perfect is because it's the perfect strike between soul and rock and roll. That rock guitar, which you mentioned earlier.
Is that a Rickenbacker?
It's a Rickenbacker. It's not a Leslie, but it's a Rickenbacker.
It just blows me away.
Excellent guitar.
So, you know, everybody does that air guitar in that moment. I know a little something about this in naming this band. All of the members of the band each had their own idea of what they wanted to call the band.
Yep.
So what they did was they threw some sort of decided to let the dictionary blind pick the band. They picked it and they came up with the Commodores, but they were very close to being called the Commodes.
Which, you know,
I know,
nowadays,
right? But that's a true story.
That's right.
Yeah. So Easy Like Sunday Morning, Easy, the Commodores.
Yes. And we've got plenty more songs to go.
Indeed we
do. So stick around on the VR2 show live and direct from Findlay, Ohio, WLFC. We're having a good time. Are you having a good time, Chris?
You know, except for getting tangled in my tiara.
Okay, I really didn't want a dissertation on it.
I really didn't want to know.
Two, promo one. Three, two, one. Doing our part to save the planet. Recycling the world's best music. VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more. You didn't do nothing that hadn't been done before. Get caught, you see. She thought she'd get away with going out on me. Yeah. Other girls did it, you didn't think of nothing new. You went out on me, so other girls did it too. Girl, it's all over for you.
You're listening to the VR2
VR2 All Request Show. Log in right now to www.vr2show.com. Share your favorite song with the universe.
Thank you.
VR2 and Hot Damn. That's like a country song from this guy.
Well, it's the fiddle. It's the fiddle that makes it so, but it's also the fiddle that makes it a great song. And it's his scratchy voice, of course.
Yes.
You know, this is a ballad, a blue-eyed soul ballad, would
Who's
you say?
Who's he?
Rod Stewart. You Wear It Well.
That's right.
Requested by Christine and Larry from Bratnall, Ohio.
Bratnall, right on the lake.
I know, right there. Christine and Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you. We're very proud to have you on our live broadcast from WLFC. And this is our flagship station, and we are hoping.
Homecoming weekend.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Homecoming weekend. We're hoping that this station pushes out the signal to many other stations because we have a chance to really, we'll tell you about it, but we may go national.
We're just having
Is
too much hysterical? Fun to get paid for this.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
But we're excited about that.
Great song. 1972 for that song.
What
Rod
was before
Stewart.
That?
Before that was Fire and Water by Free.
You know,
I
Free,
love, yeah.
Which was a band that was the predecessor to Bad Company.
Well, yeah,
Paul
and if you
Rogers
close your and... eyes through this whole thing, you can hear the influence of Bad Company and you can hear the influence of Foreigner. It's obvious. Paul Rogers' vocals, you're right, are just incredible.
Here's a trivia question. What was their biggest hit?
Let's see. Who, Free?
Yeah.
I know what I absolutely, you know, love.
Which one?
All Right Now.
Yes, ma'am.
No, seriously.
All Right Now is
Without
one of the biggest rocks. Songs of all time.
It is. It's just a classic. But anyway, I do like Free. And this song, by the way, we are dedicating this song to our new friends that we met today at Findlay Village Mall, Deb and John.
Hey, Deb and John. And actually, John was a DJ on WLFC back in the 80s.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to meet them and kind of reminisce about music and the history of Findlay, Ohio. And they, you know, they love us and we love them.
And we were malling today.
We had so much fun at the mall today.
Of all things.
I know. We were signing autographs and...
You know, but now it's different. We go to the mall, we don't buy anything.
Yeah, and, you know, we get the golf carts and we ride through the mall.
No, you get your tennis shoes on and you walk as fast and as brisk as you can.
Is that what we do?
Yes. What started this set off before we go too deep on that?
Anyway, thank you.
Did we start? What did we start with?
We started with Little Girl from Syndicate of Sound.
That's a great song.
I know it is.
That was a big top 40 song. CKLW up in Detroit mm-hmm. was one of the stations we listened to in Cleveland growing up. And I remember hearing that song right after their big fat jingles would play. Mm-hmm. That song would come
1966, on. This was written, Little Girl. And this was requested by Ann Menakis. Menakis? Do you think I'm saying that right?
Where's Ann from?
Boston.
Hey.
Boston. You know what I also know about this song? There is a Rickenbacker for sure that is used in this.
A Rickenbacker, maybe?
Rickenbacker
backer,
guitar.
Backer. That backer, you did backer. Your Cleveland accent
and,
came
out. And it's the kind of same sound that the Byrds used in their songs. But I can hear it, and this is very catchy, very catchy.
Well, I think we need to bring it a little bit closer to today, but not much, because I think we're going to hit the mid-70s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put my platform shoes on. I'm going to put my Kiana polyester shirt on.
Yeah.
I'm going to fluff up my mullet.
Yeah.
And what are you going to be wearing?
I'm gonna get my hair pick out because, hey, I need to coif.
Are you going to have any clothes on?
Oh, yeah, sure I will.
What would you wear from back then? Quickly.
Let's see. I would wear probably some beautiful, beautiful pants. You know,
time's up.
Sparkles with fringe.
You know, you're killing me. You are killing me. But here it is. Nothing bigger than this. Wild Cherry. On the VR2 show.
Lay down the boogie and play that funky music till you die. to show that if you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Frowned, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign. Show me that you're mine, girl.
The universe is listening.
Cried myself to death.
Oh, yeah.
like you're doing fine too, Chris.
You know what? I'm doing just fine. That's such a great song. That is a dancing tune. You get up, you want to keep moving. 1973 for that song.
It's a dancing song, and it's a song about regret.
What's the name of this band?
New York City.
Absolutely. And you know what?
New
this
York.
Was requested by Rita from Findlay, Ohio.
Lovely Rita.
Yeah. Fabulous Rita. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Rita T.
Rita
well,
T.
Rita D now.
Rita D. Rita T.
That is a anyway, great song. That's another CKLW memory for me.
And it is a regretful tune. You're absolutely right. There's kind of a whole thing going on there, but it's a happy tune. And it's very spinnerish, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Kind of sounds a little bit like the Spinners.
It sounds like the Spinners.
Mm-hmm. What I know about this band is they are an R&B American vocal group, and they started as a doo-wop group, believe it or not. And the one producer that I'm crazy about, Tom Bell, one of the big Philly producers, took care of and actually produced this song, which is why it did so well. I think it was like top 10 almost.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, definitely top 10.
And I think that the other producer was the guy that toured with Chic, to my recollection. But anyway, what I really like about this is the music of the 60s and the 70s. We are talking straightforward harmonies. It's kind of a benchmark.
Yeah.
Of music during that time.
For a band that probably was a one-hit wonder.
I would say.
You know? So we've, yeah, you know, we've given them their...
But very happy and very upbeat and just kind of catchy, I think. So thank you, Rita,
thank
for
you.
Requesting this.
Yes. What was before that? What a great
song.
Anybody, everyone can sing the words to this song.
Brenton Wood.
Brenton Wood
has such a soulful voice. Wow.
And Gimme a Little Sign.
Yeah.
That's a great song. 60s, right?
Yes, 1967, as a matter of fact.
I always have to defer to you on 60s because,
oh, you know. You do, but
you were here.
The 60s was a wonderful era and took us into the 70s. Don't forget, every era stands on the shoulders of other great musicians and artists. So, hey, the 60s brought forward the 70s, the 70s into the 80s. But anyway, Brenton Wood, soulful singer. Soul Music Records is what this one was all about. I just love the background vocals on this, too. He's, you know, that you're singing with him. I want to be one of those ladies in the background. And I think this was a number 9 tune, mm-hmm. I think. It charted at 9. And the gentleman who requested the song was Justin from Norway.
Justin?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to do a Norwegian accent.
No,
but it's
I don't
very,
either.
It's kind of German, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't pretend to know. and you shouldn't either. But anyway.
So he requested Play That Funky Music?
Yeah. No.
No, the
no,
song.
No, no, the Gimme a Little Sign by Brenton Wood. The funky music song, which is Play That Funky Music, which was a wild cherry tune.
Northeast Ohio fame.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How come I don't know
Wild
that?
Wild Cherry?
Oh, right. Right. I'm like getting a blank
okay,
here.
You lost your Cleveland past.
I lost my Cleveland moment.
We broadcast from Cleveland mostly, right?
Well, hey, so. I had this song on an 8-track tape is what I remember about it, but that's neither here nor there. This was requested by Lauren, Jim, and Logan from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And you, too, can request songs, and it's very simple. You go to our website, www.vr2show.com. I was waiting for your pickup on that.
I'm so sorry.
And it's filled with pictures, but most of all, we want to hear from you. And also, if you're a blogger, come on, join us in the blogging world.
There's a few questions out there, and there's people participating. And so jump in. Let us know what you're thinking. We want to know. And we want you to know that we've taken a lot of time to put some awesome pictures out there. So take a peek at them and let us know what you think.
And mostly, we really want you to help us program the music of our show. You see a lot of stations around the country right now saying, you're the programmer. Well, that's true, but we have a little smaller audience, so we can do it faster and probably a little bit more often for you.
You think so?
You think?
I think so. I really think so.
Well, listen, we're going to come back after this and sadly say goodbye. And we will play a little bit more music, and then it's into the rest of the programming, the great programming the WLFC
the
puts on.
Programming.
The homecoming. And happy homecoming to everyone that has come. There's some alumni here. There's some.
Well, you're an alumni. You're here.
Yes, I am. This is, wow, 38. 37 years?
35 years.
35. Thank you for doing the math.
That's okay. I might not remember what I'm saying, but I know how to count.
Okay. We'll be back after this.
VR2. Recycled vinyl. Giving back radio's greatest years.
Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
And the audience is saying, already? They're back? Can you put some more music on, please? We are back, and we're at the tail end of this fun little session we've had here. And I do want to remind you that we're on at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on this very station every week.
Every week. Every Saturday. Thank
Chris Underation for allowing us to play records on his precious airwaves.
And everybody was so kind here in the studio, as well as in the city. We went to the mall today. We met a lot of people. We shook a lot of hands, and we kissed babies.
Yes. We want to thank Ryan, who helped us start the he put me at the dashboard here and hit a few of the buttons so that I didn't screw up too badly.
Well, I think you did pretty good. I was watching you.
Thank you.
you did a great job.
You're always critiquing and watching.
You know, whatever.
Which is good. And so how do we end our little show usually?
Well, we usually say thank you to everybody.
Yes.
And we've done that.
Yeah.
So, and then we go into something where we always end with a song about peace. That's very important to us. And so probably we can talk about the song that we're going to do. You want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. This song that we have chosen is titled Eve of Destruction. Barry McGuire is the singer on the song. But what's interesting, this was written during a time when music actually did have a deeper meaning. The truth behind this is that since this song was written, quite frankly, there has been one war after another, and the cycle of violence to each his own and respect and peace is paramount to all of us. But during the time that this song was written, it was 1960s. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that wrote this was P.F. Sloan. He was a kid. He was 19 when he wrote this. But he wrote this song was written as a prayer to God. It was in his head, believe it or not. And it was an answer to the issues that were happening then. And ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry to say that serious corruption, greed on Wall Street and in Washington, these things are still happening today. And it's been many, many years later. This was written in 1965. And it is no longer 1965. But what we want to say is we want to make sure that we impart peace, happiness, and love to all of our audience. And so,
wow, without taking it to a solemn kind of buzzkill, but it is a great message. And we want to end with how we always end.
Yeah.
And that is VR2.
Peace to you.
Have a great one. We've enjoyed ourselves. Please listen next week. Keep it locked right here on 88.3.
Thank you.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad,
feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China. Then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.